This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Part one of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by Hawkeye Steel at the intersection of Route 138 and I-55 in White City, and by Farm Credit Services of Illinois.
Crop insurance has become an important piece of the puzzle for today's farms. So why not let the professionals at Farm Credit Services of Illinois show you how crop insurance can be a good fit for your operation. Learn the ins and outs about today's coverage plans, acceptable replant options, and preventative planting guidelines. Plus the latest information on changes to the federal crop insurance program. You get up-to-date information on your policy coverage, delivered by professionals who know farming and the benefits crop insurance can provide. There's a lot to know about crop insurance, and Farm Credit delivers the best value for your premium dollar. For information on crop insurance coverage for your farm, call us today at 800-444-FARM. That's 800-444-F-A-R-M. Crop insurance through Farm Credit of Illinois. It's a good fit.
Need steel for a future project or repair? Hawkeye Steel carries a wide variety of carbon steel products like angles, channels, tubing, and more. Everything for a metal building is in stock, like panels, beams, and screws. Metal panels and common links are in stock, while custom links in a variety of colors can be ordered. Visit them at the intersection of Illinois 138 and I-55 in White City, or call 866-999-7880. Hawkeye Steel. Build it to last. Build it with steel.
First of all, in electronic trading on the Chicago Board of Trade, March wheat now trading at 784 and three quarter, down 2 1/4. May wheat trading at 793 and three quarter, down 2. March corn trading at 740, down 1/4. May corn trading at 740 and 1/4, down 3/4. March soybeans trading at 1469 and 3/4, down. Now trading at 1470, down 8 3/4, and May beans trading at 1458 1/4, down 9 1/4. The overnight crude oil market, 32 cents lower at 97.62. The Brent crude, 23 cents lower at 114.67. The February gold contract, $6 lower at $1,675.60. The U.S. dollar index, 0.05 higher at 79.331. On the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday, March wheat ended the day at 787, up a dime. May wheat ended at 795 and three quarter, up a dime. July wheat ended at $8 1/4, up 9. March corn yesterday ended at 740 and a quarter, up 10 3/4. May corn ended at 741, up 11. July corn ended at 732, up 11 1/2. March beans yesterday ended at 1478 and 3/4, up 27. May beans ended at 1467 and a half, up 27 and 3/4. July beans ended at 1457 and a quarter, up 27 and 3/4. March soybean meal yesterday ended at 432.70, up 90. May meal ended at 428.70, up 89. July meal ended at 422.70, up 89. March soybean oil yesterday ended at 52.60, up 89. May oil ended at $53, up 89. July oil ended at 53.26, up 87. March oats yesterday ended at 362, up 2. May oats ended at 369, up, 369 and a quarter, up 2. Right now, we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for the cash grain report.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Wednesday's grain market report. The Illinois country grain prices ended higher on Wednesday afternoon, with soybean futures sharply higher. Stronger soybean meal values, technical buying at the Board of Trade, and a dry extended weather forecast for the South American soybean crop helped to lift soybean futures. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 10 cents higher at 728 to 747. Soybeans were up 13 to 16 cents at 1468 to 1485. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 10 to 11 cents stronger at 740 to 752, and soybeans were up 23 to 27 at 1482 to 1499. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were a dime higher at 726 to 765. Soybeans were up 21 to 26 cents at 1495 to 1517, and wheat prices gained 8 to 10 cents at 780 to 797. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were up 22 to 32 cents at 1509 to 1524. Basis ended mixed, range from 30 to 45 over the March. Hypro 48% soybean meal gained $9 a ton on Wednesday to trade from 442.70 to 451.70. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids gained 11 cents at 750 to 767. Basis ended steady, range from 10 to 27 over the March. Illinois river barge loading elevators quoted producer corn bids 11 cents higher at 740 to 742, with basis steady, range from option to 2 over the March. Soybeans gained 13 cents at 1509 to 1515, with basis down 14 cents on Wednesday at 30 to 36 over the March. And the new crop wheat prices for July 13 delivery, they gained 9 cents at 775 to 790, with basis steady at 25 to 10 under July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators pacer producer corn bids 10 to 12 cents higher at 740 to 747. These same elevators boosted their soybean prices by 10 to 11 cents, with quotations at 1523 to 1529. Soft wheat up a dime at 811 to 812, and the Milo ended 20 cents higher at 734 to 735. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Bids from country elevators to producers in northern and western Illinois range from $5.51 to $5.68. New crop beans at $12.88 to $13 even. In central Illinois, new crop corn bids range from $5.55 to $5.69. New crop beans at $12.92 to $13.09. And in the southern part of the state, new crop corn at $5.55 up to $5.78. New crop soybean bids range from $12.98 to $13.18, and the new crop wheat in southern Illinois range from $7.55 up to $7.82. That is our country grain report for Wednesday. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Livestock futures on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday, February hogs ended at $87.10 unchanged. April hogs ended at $89.25 down 37. May hogs ended at $96.65 up a quarter. February cattle yesterday ended at $128, down 27. April cattle ended at $132.92, down a nickel. June cattle ended at $128.52, down 12. January feeder cattle yesterday, $145.82, up 2. March feeders ended at $149.10, up 27. April feeders, $152.10, down 27. Back we go to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for a recap of the cash livestock markets.
This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture, bringing you the afternoon livestock report. Starting with the Eastern Corn Belt Hog Report, barrels and gilts on a carcass basis traded 67 cents higher, and calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded in the range of 80.65 to 88, with a weighted average carcass price of 82.11. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows traded mostly steady to weak, with light to moderate demand for moderate to heavy offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 35 to 39, the 4 to 5 weights at 36 to 42, the 5 to 550 weights 38 to 44, and the 550s and up 40 to 45. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts of country buying points traded steady, ranging from $54 to $58. Receipts for Illinois hogs today totaled 10,459 head. Greenville auction, we have the opening report from Wednesday, and they show receipts of 571 compared to last week. Slaughter steers and heifers were trading $2 higher. Starting with the slaughter steers, they were bringing 124 to 127. The Holstein steers not tested early. The choice slaughter heifers at 123.50 to 126. On to the Fairview sale barn, they had receipts of 254 head. And going on to the slaughter steers, they were bringing 122 to 130.75. Choice slaughter heifers at 124 to 129.75. On to the slaughter cows, the breakers were bringing 70 to 77.25. the boners from 60 to 65, and the leans at 50 to 55, 75. On to the United Producers Auction at Shelbyville. They had receipts of 405 head, and starting with the slaughter steers, they were bringing 125 to 132.75, choice slaughter Holstein steers 115 to 121, and the choice slaughter heifers at 123 to 130.75. The slaughter cows premiums were bringing 90 to 97 cents, the breakers at 89 to 89.50, and the boners at 80 to 85, with the leans at 68 to 72.50. Feeder steers, medium and large, 4 to 5 weights, were bringing 150 to 167. The feeder heifers, 4 to 5 weights, at 138 to 145. And the 5 to 6 weights at 133 to 145. In the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis traded at 124 to 127.50, with the steers on a carcass basis at 197. And the heifers on a live basis were trading at 124 to 130, with heifers on a dress basis at 197. From the National Carlot Pork Report, trading was slow with light demand and mostly moderate offerings, with 69 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $85.46, which was $1.12 lower. And from the National Box Beef Cutout Values, choice and select beef carcasses were trading lower. Choice carcasses were at $186.76, which was 13 cents lower, and the select carcasses at $181.02, which was 8 cents lower. For the daily estimated slaughter under federal inspection for Wednesday, cattle slaughter was estimated at 119,000, which was 123,000 a week ago and 123,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 417,000. That compares to 426,000 last week and 417,000 a year ago. That concludes our livestock report. This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Spot dairy prices on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday for butter, 155.5, up 5. For block cheese, 164.5 unchanged. For barrel cheese, 153, down a quarter. And the spot price for Class 3 milk ending Tuesday, the latest day available, $16.94. Here are the bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated of Greenfield and Scottville. Corn delivered to Greenfield for January, $7.43. For February, $7.43. Corn delivered to Scottville for January, $7.35. And for February, $7.45. Beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville for January, $15.01. For February, $14.96. Wheat delivered to Scottville, $7.76. For more information or to confirm the bids, call Hog Inc.'s Greenfield office at 217-368-2888. Pre-opening prices again, corn at Greenfield, $7.43. Corn at Scottville, $7.35. Beans at Scottville or Greenfield, $15.01. Wheat at Scottville, $7.76. That's all for part one of the Morning Farm Show on this Thursday morning. Color radar shows no precipitation in the mid-Illinois listening area. This check of color radar weather brought to you by Carlinville Truck Equipment and by the M&M Service Company.
Whether you're in municipality, business, or individual, Carlinville Truck Equipment has the Henderson Dump Body, Snowway Plow, or Salt Spreader to fit your needs. Carlinville Truck Equipment has its equipment ready for immediate delivery. Plus, as always, Carlinville Truck still has you covered for all your truck equipment services, your repair needs, farm bodies, hoist, van bodies, lift gates, service bodies, or any other truck equipment you might need. Call them at 854-6706 or see them on the web at ctemi.com.
Hi, I'm Kristen Treese with M&M Service Company. Up until recently, the words convenient and financing didn't mix, but the FS AgriFinance program has changed that. FS AgriFinance enables you to secure financing through M&M Service Company for all your farming input needs. So not only do you save time, but your production needs and financial plans are all handled by people who understand your business the way you do. Ask about FS AgriFinance from M&M Service Company today. It's custom financing at your convenience.
Cloudy skies, colder today. There is a slight chance of light snow, high temperatures in the upper 20s. We will have west winds gusting to 30 miles per hour. Tonight, clearing and cold, the low about 5 above. And for tomorrow, Friday, partly cloudy and cold, the high in the low 20s. Your extended forecast for Saturday through Monday, partly cloudy and warmer. Low temperatures in the upper 20s, high temperatures in the low 40s. Right now at the Weather Center, west winds at 13 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is rising and our temperature 25 degrees under partly cloudy skies. This check of color radar weather brought to you by Carlinville Truck Equipment and by the M&M Service Company. Time now for part two of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by Envirofoam of America, by Seavers Equipment of Hamel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, Carlinville, and Auburn, and by the CHS Service Center in Louder. Coming up Saturday, a special bull sale will be held at the Larry Rhodes Farm, about 5 miles west of Carlinville on Route 108. About 37 bulls will be available for sale using the open house sale format. As Larry explained, one of the traits buyers look for is a good disposition and also mothering qualities of heifer calves produced.
Most people that are buying bulls are going to keep replacement females out of those bulls, so they're going to want something that is fertile, kind of a moderate frame, flesh is easy, calves well, has a good udder, and just kind of does everything on her own without a whole lot of help from a person.
The disposition you mentioned a little while ago, have you ever had to get rid of a bull because of that?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And sometimes you don't really know until it can almost be too late. A bull is a bull, and a person should never trust them. And there was one time one of my bulls put a pretty good fear in me, and he immediately went to Greenville with a note for slaughter only. So, no animal that we produce is worth getting anybody hurt over. So, disposition's critical.
What time does your sale start?
12:30. The sale will start 12:30, but of course it would be best for anyone interested to come prior to that and look at the animals, look at the information, the EPDs, look at them structurally, see what their dispositions are like, and ask me any questions that you would like as far as how this bull or that bull could best be used, and what a person's breeding goals are, because that really will determine which bull a person should be interested in.
Once again, the sale will start Saturday at 12:30 at the Rhodes Farm, about 5 miles west of Carlinville on Route 108. The Pork Checkoff has introduced two new tools to help pork producers in the event of a crisis or emergency on their farm. Pork Checkoff spokesperson Cindy Cunningham has details on these step-by-step guides.
The first is an emergency action plan, and that really deals with the operations side of things. If there's a natural disaster, if there is a situation where a person is injured, how do you deal with an emergency on the farm? And that is actually part of our Pork Quality Assurance Plus program. The new tool that we're releasing today is called the Farm Level Crisis Response Plan. And that plan is designed to help pork producers who may be facing a situation that could impact their reputation, thus impact their ability to do business in the future.
Large or small, all operations should prepare for an emergency. Ms. Cunningham says that begins at the farm level.
Farm Level Crisis Plan is available at pork.org. It's also available by calling the Producer Service Center at 800-456-7675, and you can get a desktop version. It is completely private, so the only people that would have access to this information is the producer as they're filling out the form. What it does is it walks you through building a crisis plan for your farm. It talks about assembling the team and who needs to be on that team, what kind of information those folks are going to need to deal with the situation, who all should be part of that response, be it the management of your farm, potentially local law enforcement, your legal counsel, if there's some public relations needs, communicating with your employees, communicating with your community, really helping you to make sure that you can still return to business as usual after the situation that you've gone through on your farm.
Once again, for more information, go to www.pork.com. farmersare.org. Farmers are worried and wondering just how the drought of 2012 will influence the premiums they will pay for crop insurance this year. Todd Gleason has more.
About 80% of the crop insurance sold in the state of Illinois is RP, or revenue protection. It provides insurance against revenue losses and includes a price guarantee. Should the price of crops like corn and soybean be higher at harvest than when the insurance was purchased, the base price set in February, then the price goes higher. Again, RP is the most popular crop insurance option sold in the state of Illinois. You would think the price of this insurance, most other federally backed crop insurance products too, would be higher this season than last year. That won't be the case in Illinois, says Gary Schnitte, despite the payouts made because of the drought of 2012.
For 2013 compared to 2012, and over much of the northern and central part of the state, RP premiums, if we have the same projected price and volatility, will be lower than they were in 2012. And we see price decreases of in the northern and central part of the state of anywhere from 0% up to 7% at some of the higher coverage levels. Those are price reductions. Those are occurring primarily because RMA did a rating study and found that Illinois farmers tend to pay more in than they get out and are adjusting premiums downward.
RMA, USDA Risk Management Agency, is doing some actuarial adjustments to crop insurance premiums. Those rating study adjustments, says University of Illinois Schnitke, are ongoing.
This rating study and the resulting changes in rates are supposed to be phased in over a three-year period. Last year was the first year, this year is the second year, and we'll have another premium reduction next year.
The facts suggest, thinks Schnitke, the phase in of the adjustment will smooth out the potential premium increases caused by the drought. Those won't be included in crop insurance premiums anyway until 2014.
Yeah, because of the phase in, and again, droughts, you know, the way the premium structure works, there's an anticipation that you have a drought every 1 in 25 years or so. So, those get weighted by their chance through a weather weighting process, so it won't be as large as some people are expecting.
While most of Illinois will see lower crop insurance premiums, there are some places in the state, the southern third, where premiums will go up. The southern third of Illinois is considered by RMA to have paid cheaper premiums over time than needed. That's changing and will continue to do so this year and next. For University of Illinois Extension, I'm Todd Gleason.
An oil spill is adding to the trouble on the Mississippi River caused by the drought. The U.S. Coast Guard says about 800 barges are backed up in the southern portion of the river. A towboat with two barges ran into a railroad bridge on January 27th, spilling oil from a tank containing about 80,000 gallons of light crude and halting river traffic at Vicksburg. Traffic can only resume once the restricted area can be safely entered. The American Soybean Association is seeking 125 growers across the soybean growing region to conduct a soy booster field trial on their farm this production season. The 2013 Soy Booster Plot Program is a partnership between the American Soybean Association, FMC Corporation, and Nature's. They will work with participating growers to conduct field trials utilizing FMC's Capture Liquid Fertilizer-Ready Insecticide and Nature's HKW6 Liquid Starter Fertilizer on soybeans. Through these trials, individual soybean farmers will have the opportunity to observe and measure how the application of these products will enhance profitable production on their farms. We'll keep you updated throughout the day with the commodity markets on both WSMI and WSMI FM 106. Right now in electronic trading on the Chicago Board of Trade, March wheat is now trading at 7.85 down 2. May wheat trading at 7.93 down 2 and 3 quarter. March corn trading at 7.39 and a half down 3 quarter. May corn trading at 7.40 and a half down a half. March soybeans trading at 14.70 down 8 and 3 quarter. May beans trading at 14.59 down 8 and a half. Part 2 of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by Seavers Equipment of Hamel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, Carlinville, and Auburn. by the CHS Service Center of Louder, and by Envirofoam of America.